You're listening to the Texas Standard.
As El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke continues to draw national attention in his campaign for U.S. Senator Ted Cruz's seat, the race to replace Mr. O'Rourke is getting unexpectedly heated. Three candidates who lost to former El Paso County Judge Veronica Escobar in the Democratic primary filed a lawsuit alleging voter fraud played a role in Escobar's victory. Julian Aguilar reports on politics and border affairs for the Texas Tribune. Julian, happy Monday.
Thanks for having me.
So who are these candidates and what's the nature of this charge?
Well, the person, lead petitioner, his name is Enrique Garcia. He's an immigration attorney that was one of the six candidates for CD16 in the Democratic primary. The other gentleman is John Carrillo, who was an administrator, communications professor at the University of Texas, El Paso. And the last one on there is probably the best known in the El Paso area is former state representative Norma Chavez. And they're alleging election fraud in the sense that somebody tampered with the electronic voting machines. And I think it's fair to say that for a good amount of people that saw this in El Paso, there was a large eye roll and, you know, kind of a here we go again sort of feeling, because as former County Judge Escobar, who won the primary with 61% of the vote, pointed out, they don't make any allegations of what went wrong or allege anything except that the margin of victory was so large. So it's really, really unclear how this is going to move forward. But I think it's frustrating for people that just want to see the process over and done with and get onto the general election.
So if I understand you correctly, what these plaintiffs are saying is that because of the size of Judge Escobar's victory, more than 60%, that alone should suggest that there was some kind of wrongdoing. Is that the essence of the argument here?
Judge Escobar, she won with about 61% of the vote outright. And the pleading, it's a 10-page court filing, and they say that, you know, somebody violated the election code, and they quote the election code of the violation that they allege was violated, you know, saying tampering with the memory cards. But they don't, for instance, in another criminal complaint or civil lawsuit, you know, they'll say, allegedly on this date, so-and-so did this, or allegedly on this date, and there's nothing that specific on there. And another curious thing is that former El Paso County Independent School Board trustee Dori Fennenbach, who was Judge Escobar's closest competitor in polling and in money, is not a party to the suit, and neither is Jerome Tillman, who was the sixth candidate, who actually garnered more votes than Mr. Carrillo did. So these two are sitting it out. And Enrique Garcia did make a request to have the authenticity and the process sort of verified because of all this hacking stuff that's been going on, mm-hmm. and that was denied, but that was way before the primary. And another thing is that Ms. Chavez said on her Facebook page that, according to her information, she voted at a different place where she actually cast her ballot. And that was challenged on her Facebook page by the former editor of the El Paso Times, Bob Moore, who said, look, according to my information, you voted where it says you voted. And then she declined to comment after that, after she spoke to her attorney. So it's really a bizarre thing that's playing out. And I'm not exactly sure how far it's going to go, if the judge is going to dismiss it outright, or if this is going to move on and sort of muck up the process as people are trying to look forward to November.
How has Escobar responded? And what about El Paso County? Are they responding in any official way?
The latest that I've seen, there has been no update to the original story that was posted late last week from Ms. Chavez's Facebook page. She was in Austin this last weekend for South by Southwest, so I'm not exactly sure what how she's moving forward. The county elections administrator, who's named in this lawsuit, has not responded. And Ms. Escobar has sent out a statement shortly after the lawsuit was filed saying, look, voter and election fraud is a serious issue and it should be looked at. She's like, but as anybody can tell, there's cite no evidence in this lawsuit that anybody did anything, you know, malicious.
Julian Aguilar is a political and border reporter for the Texas Tribune. We'll have a link to his latest, texasstandard.org. Julian, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.